Parshas Bereishis. Bereishis bara elikim eis hashamayim ve'eis ha'aretz. The simple shot in the pasuk would have been that the pasuk is telling us the order of creation. In the beginning, Hashem created the shamayim ve'aretz, the heaven and the earth. Rashi does not want to learn this shot. He says the pasuk cannot be telling us the order of creation because the shamayim and the aretz were not the first things to be created. First of all, we find in Pasuk Beis, the Ha'aretz Ha'isa Sayu Vavayhu, the land was wondrously desolate, the Choshech, and there was darkness al Pnei Sahayim over the depths of the waters. We see that the water was there. If the Pasuk does not tell us anything about the creation of the water, we can assume that the water was created before the Shemayim Va'aretz. So therefore, the Pasuk cannot be telling us that Shemayim Va'aretz was first. Second of all, Shamayim was created from Esh and Mayim. The word Shamayim comes from Esh and Mayim, fire and water. Since fire and water was used to create the Shamayim could not have been the first thing to be created. Therefore, Zagrashi, the Pasuk is not telling us the order of creation. What is the pshat in the Pasuk? Rashi explains, Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es haaretz. In the beginning of Hashem's creation of the Shemayim Va'aretz, V'ha'aretz ha'isa soyu v'avoyu, when the earth was wondrously desolate, V'choshech ha'pnei sahoyim, and when there was darkness over the depths of the waters, V'ruach Elokim rachefes ha'pnei ha'moyim, and when the Spirit, the breath of Hashem, which means the Dibur of Hashem, the statement of Hashem that caused the Kisei HaKavoy to hover over the waters. When all this took place, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or Vayehi Or, Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. According to Rashi, the pshat in Bereishis Bara Elokim is to tell us when was the statement of Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or Vayehi Or, when did this statement take place? The statement of Hashem saying, let there be light, took place Bereishis Bara Elokim. In the beginning of Hashem's creation of the Shemayim Va'aretz, when everything was dark and desolate, that's when Hashem said, Yehi Or. Dasakena Mibaliat Toisvis is Medayik, the Lashon of Vayehi Or in this Pasuk. We find by the other days of creation, the Pasuk does not say, Vayehi Rakia, there was a sky, Vayehi Eretz, Vayehi Yamim, but rather it just says a short version, Vayehi Chein, and it was like that. Like we find in Pasuk Zion and in Pasuk Tes and by many of the other days. So why over here does it say Vayehi Or? And the answer is very simply, because that is the shortest way of saying it. Since the other days, either it was a longer word to say Vayehi Rakia, or there were many things created on one day, so to say Vayehi this, this, and that would have been a longer version. Therefore it says Vayehi Chen. But over here, where it was just one thing, and it is a very short word, it's almost the same thing to say Vayehi Or as saying Vayehi Chein. Therefore, it says Vayehi Or. Vayara Elokim es ha'or ki toiv, and Hashem saw that the light was good. Vayavdel Elokim bein ha'or uvein ha'choshech, and Hashem separated between the light and the darkness. Rashi explains with two pshatim. Firstly, he says Vayara Elokim es ha'or ki toiv. Hashem saw that the earth was good. That means he saw that this light that he created was too good for the Rishoim. Vayavdel Elokim, and Hashem separated bein ha'or, between the tzaddikim, uvein ha'choshech, and between the Rishoim. Hashem took this light that he created, and from the day number four and on, he put it aside and hid it litzadikim la'asid lavay, for the tzaddikim in the world to come. This light was called the Ur HaGonos, the light that was hidden and set aside for the tzaddikim la'asid lavay. That is the pshat in the pasuk. Hashem saw that this light was too good for the Rishoyim, and he set it aside for the tzaddikim la'asid lavay. Another pshat Rashi says is, Vayara lekim es ha'or ki toiv. Hashem saw that the light was too good to be used by arvuvya in a jumble, which means it did not make sense to have 1 hour of light and 1 hour of darkness and go like that throughout the 24-hour period. But rather, Vayavdel Elokim, Hashem separated Bein Ha'or to have the light during its 12-hour period during the day, Uvein HaChoshech, and to have the darkness in its 12-hour period at night. Vayikra Elokim la'or yoim, and Hashem called the light day, v'lachoshech, and the darkness kara loyla, he called it laila, night. Vayi erev, vayi voker yoim echod, and it was evening, and then it was morning, yoim echod, day number one. Rashi is medayik that really it should have said yoim rishon, just like the second and third day is called yoim sheni, yoim shlishi, day one should be called yoim rishon, not yoim echod. And Rashi explains that Echad is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was Yochid Ba'elomoy. He was the only one in the world at that point, because the Malachim were created on the second day. Therefore it says a Lashon of Echad and not Rishon. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Zot Rashi Bereshis. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, the Torah should not have started Ela only mehachodesh hazelochem, from the mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh, hachodesh hazelochem, which is in Parshas Bo. Shehi mitzvah rishona shenitzavu bo Yisrael, because this is the first mitzvah that all of Klal Yisrael was commanded. Umatam pasach beBereshis. Why does it start with Bereshis telling us about the creation of the world? That was the kasha of Rabbi Yitzchak. It should have started with hachodesh hazelochem, and not from Bereshis. Sifsei Chacham explains that he should have taken the whole Maisa Bereshis, the story of how the world was created, and made a separate sefer for itself. Just like there is a separate sefer for Yehoshua and Shoftim, it should have made a separate sefer for the creation. But the actual Torah should have started with the mitzvos, since the whole purpose of Klal Yisrael and the Torah is for the purpose of the mitzvos. And it should have started with the first mitzvah that was told to all of Klal Yisrael, which was HaChodesh HaZelochem, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Mefarshim explained the reason why Rashi does not pick mitzvahs which were said earlier. For example, the mitzvah of Milo that is said in Parshas Lech Lecha, and the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe that is said in Parshas Vayishlach, is because those mitzvahs were said to Yechidim. The mitzvah of Milo was said to Avram. The mitzvah of Gid Hanoshe was said to Yaakov Avinu. But the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh was told to Moshe and Aharon to tell all of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, that would have been the most appropriate mitzvah to start the Torah with. So why does the Torah start with the creation? Zog Rashi, Mishum, because, like the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Koyach Masav Higid La'amoy, the power of his acts, he related to his nation, referring to Maisa Bereshis. Losez lahem nachlas goyim, in order to give to Klal Yisrael the estate, the land of the goyim. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael Maisa Bereshis was in order to give them Eretz Yisrael. She'im yayru umayis ha'olam li Yisrael. Listem atem, if the goyim will say years later to Klal Yisrael, you are robbers, shekibashtem arotzos, shiva goyim, you capture the lands of the shiva goyim, which are ours. Heim oimrim lahem, Klal Yisrael can tell them, kol ha'oret shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hi, the whole land and the whole world belongs to Hashem, who bara, he created it, v'nosna l'asha yosha be'enov, and he gave it to the one who it was proper in his eyes to give to. Beritzaynai nosna lahem, it was his will to give this land to you. And it was his will to take it away from them and to give this land to us. So that is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Torah with Maisa Bereshis, to show everybody that the world was created by Hashem. And therefore, when Klal Yisrael takes Eretz Yisrael away from the Goyim, they should not say, you are robbers, but rather the Yidden can answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he gave it to you, and now took it away from you and gave it to us. There is an interesting taz in his Sefer Divrei David on Rashi that says that he once heard a pshat that this Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, which Rashi starts with, is Yitzchak, Rashi's father. And Rashi told his father, since his father was not such a lamdan, he said, ask me a question on the first pasuk of the Torah, and I will start my pirish with your question. And Rabbi Yitzchak asked him, why does the Torah start with Maisa Bereshis and not with HaChodesh HaZelochem? And Rashi quoted his father, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, and wrote this question and gave the answer to this question to start his pirish on Chumash. The Taz says that this cannot be the pshat. Firstly, the Medrash clearly says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. These words are not just words of Rashi's father, but rather words of a Medrash which start with the words Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So therefore, it cannot be Rashi's father who Rashi is quoting, but rather words of the Medrash. Second of all, to say that Rashi's father was not a Lamdin and did not know how to learn is very shver, especially since we find Zaktataz in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Hey, where Rashi clearly quotes his father, and he says that this is Lashon Ava Mori, the Lashon of my father, Menuchasai Kavai, V'hu Nira Be'enai. He's saying that the pshat that his father told him is the correct pshat. So to say that his father was not a Lamdin and therefore he had to start his pirish in a Chumash with his question is not so simple. Therefore, the Taz disregards this pshat. Another interesting point in this Rashi is that Rashi says that the reason why Klal Yisrael can say that the land belongs to us is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he gave the land to you and now he is taking it away from you and giving it to us. Why couldn't Klal Yisrael answer a much simpler answer? We find in Parshas Lech Lecha that the Pasuk says, Va'knani oz ba'oretz, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk says that the Knani was in the land. And Rashi says, Hoyaholech v'koyvesh es Eretz Yisrael mizari shal shem, the Knanim were capturing Eretz Yisrael from the children of Shem, Shebechelkoy shal shem noflo, kishacholak noyach es ha'oretz, Levonov. When Noach divided the land, the whole world, after the Mabul, he gave Shem the chelek of Eretz Yisrael. And now, the Knanim were taking this land away from the children of Shem. So why would Klal Yisrael have to answer to the Knanim, to the Shiva Umos, that we are not robbers because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? They could have just answered that when there was a Mabul, and Noach divided the world after the Mabul, he gave Shem the chelek of Eretz Yisrael. And we are the descendants of Shem. And you took the land away from us, like the Pasuk says, Va'knani oz ba'aretz. The Knani was taking the land away from Shem. So why did they have to come on to the creation of the world when they could have just said that after the Mabul, the land belonged to us? Sifsei Chachamim gives two answers to this question. First of all, he says that if, for example, somebody steals a piece of property from his friend, and while this property is by the ganav, he is mishabeach the land, he makes it better, and then they catch the ganav and he gives back the land to the owner. The owner must pay certain hoitzois, certain expenses that were done to the land by the ganav, even though he did not tell the ganav to do this to the land. But since the ganav improved the land, he owes the ganav certain money, a certain amount of money, for these improvements. So too over here, if Klal Yisrael would have relied on the Taina that this land belonged to us and you took it away from us after the Mabul, the Knanim could have said, at least pay us for the improvements of the land. And Klal Yisrael would have had to pay something for the improvements. Therefore, Klal Yisrael did not use that reasoning and used a reasoning that Hashem created the world which would give them the land without any payments. A second teretz given by the Sifsei Chachamim is that Shem did not only have one child, Arpachshad, which Klal Yisrael were descendants of him, but rather there were many children to Shem. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Noach, Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf Beis, B'nei Shem, Elam, V'Ashur, V'Arpachshad, V'Lud, V'Aram. So therefore, since he had many children, they all had a claim to this land that was given from Noach to Shem. So the Taina that this land belonged to us after the Mabul would not give Klal Yisrael a sole claim in this land, but rather a partnership together with Elam, Ashur, Lud, and Aram. Therefore, Klal Yisrael did not want to use this reasoning, and rather would rather use the reasoning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and gave it to them and took it away from them, and it is now giving this land to us. And Rashi continues, Bereishis Bara, Ein HaMikra Hazeh Oimer Ela Dorshuni. This pasuk is not saying only expand me, darshan me. You cannot learn this pasuk the simple way. Rashi means to say you cannot learn that the Torah is telling us the order of creation, like Rashi will explain further on why this cannot be. So therefore, the pasuk must be darshaned a different way. Just like our Rabbanim learned. What does the word bereishis mean? Bishvil haTorah shenikras reishis darkai. Because of the Torah that is called the first way. Bishvil Yisrael shenikru reishis tvuasai. And because of Klal Yisrael that are called the first of his crop. Because of this first, Hashem created the Shemayim va'oretz. Bereishis, bishvil the Torah, which is called reishis darkai, and bishvil Yisrael, which is called reishis tvuasai. Bara Elikim Esa Shemayim Va'oretz. Hashem created the heaven and the earth. The heaven and the earth were only created for the purpose of Klal Yisrael and the Torah. That is one way how to learn in order to avoid saying that the pasuk is telling us the order of creation. If you want to explain the pasuk according to its simple meaning and not according to a drush, kach parshehu, so you shall explain it. Bereishis Buria Shemayim Va'oretz, in the beginning of the creation of Shemayim Va'oretz, Va'oretz Ayusasayu Vavoyu, when the land was wondrously desolate, Mechoshech, and there was darkness over the waters, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. Then Hashem said, let there be light. The pasuk is telling us, when did Hashem say, let there be light? In the beginning of Hashem's creation of the Shemayim Va'oretz, when the world was dark and desolate. And the pasuk is not coming to tell us the order of creation, Leimar, to say she'elu kodmu, that these came first, the Shemayim and Oretz came first. If it is coming to tell us the order of the Bria, this is what it should have written. It should not have used the terminology of Bereishis, but rather the word Bereishis. Why? She'en lecha Reishis b'mikra she'en ikdavok l'teva shela'achra. Whenever the word Bereishis is used, Reishis is used, it's always attached to the word that is after it. K'may, Bereishis mamleches Yayakam, in the beginning of the kingdom of Yayakam. So Reishis is attached to mamleches. Reishis mamlechtoi, the first of his kingdom. Reishis degancha, the first of your grain. So it is always attached to the word afterwards. And if you will learn that the pasuk is telling us the seder habriya, the pasuk is saying Bereishis bara elikim, in the beginning, comma, elikim created. So Bereishis is not attached to the word bara, but rather bara is attached to elikim. Zakrashi af kan ata oimer Bereishis bara elikim kimay Bereishis baroi. According to the pshat that I just said, here also Bereishis is attached to the word bara, and it means Bereishis baroi. In the beginning of Elikim's creation of the Shemayim Va'aretz, when the world was desolate, Hashem said Vayihi Or. Where do we find something similar to this? Nidaimalai. A similar thing is found in Hosea. Techilas Diber Hashem Bahosea. In the beginning of Hashem speaking to Hosea, Kalema, Techilas Dibur Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bahosea. In the beginning of Hashem speaking to Hosea, Vayom Hashem El Hosea, this is what Hashem said to Hosea. So the pasuk is not saying Techilas Diber Hashem Bahosea, this is the first time that Hashem spoke to Hosea, but rather it is connected to the pasuk afterwards. In the beginning of Hashem's speech to Hosea, he said this and this. Just like over here, in the beginning of Elikim's creation of the Shemayim Va'aretz, Hashem said Yehi Or. V'im Taimar Laharez Bo She'elu Tchila Nivrau. Maybe you'll want to say that the pasuk is saying the order of creation, Upirish Bereishis HaKoil Bara Elu, and you'll say that Bereishis is attached to a word. It's just that that word is missing in the pasuk. And you'll want to say the pasuk means like this, Bereishis HaKoil, in the beginning of everything, Bara Elu, Hashem created these, the Shemayim Va'oretz. We do find psukim that shorten their language and leave out a word. Just like Kiloi Sogar Dalse Bitni, he did not close the doors of my stomach. It does not say who is the one who closed, who did not close. Just like the pasuk says, Gisa Eschel Damesek, he carried the wealth of Damesek. It does not say who carry. And like the pasuk says, im yachroish babakorim, if he will plow with cattle, v'le pirish im yachroish adam babakorim, if a man will plow with cattle. Ukumoy, and another raya, magid meirishis achris. He says from the beginning what will be at the end. V'le pirish magid meirishis davar achris davar. So the word davar is missing. So just like we find sukkim where words are missing, so too over here we can say the word hakoil is missing, and the pasuk means meirishis hakoil, where rishis is attached to the word hakoil that is missing. And in the beginning of everything, Hashem created the shemayim va'oretz. So maybe that's the pshat, and the pasuk is telling us the order of creation. Zot Rashi, that cannot be the pshat. Im kein toma al atzmacha, there will be a question on yourself. Shahari hamayim kadbu, because the water came before the shemayim va'oretz. Sharek siv, the pasuk says in pasuk beis, v'ruach elikim irach efes al panei hamoyim, that the dibur of Hashem caused the kisei hakovei to hover over the water. V'adayim legila hamikra b'sidur hakoidmin v'hamu'ucharim klum b'ri'as hamayim. The pasuk did not tell us anything up to this point concerning the creation of water. Mosai hoiso, when it was. Halamadata, this teaches you, shekadmu hamayim la'oretz, that the water must have come before the creation of land. So, therefore, the pasuk cannot say that shemayim va'oretz was first. Va'oy, secondly, shehashamayim me'eshu mayim nevro, the shemayim was created from fire and water. So therefore, mayim and esh came before shemayim. Kain lo limid hamikra, the pasuk is not teaching us, b'seder hamukdamim v'hamu'ucharim, in the order of what was first and what was last, klum. It is not telling us anything, but rather the pshat is like Rashi says, Bereishis bara Elokim means, in the beginning of Elokim's creation of the Shemayim Va'oretz, when the earth was wondrously desolate and there was darkness, Hashem said, Yehi Or. Zot Rashi, bara Elokim, Elokim created, the Lashon Elokim, which is Midas Hadin. V'le Omar bara Hashem, it does not say Hashem created, which is Midas Harachamin. Shebetchila Olo v'machshov v'levroisai b'midas Hadin. In the beginning, Hashem had a consideration and considered to create the world with just the midas hadin, the midah of strict judgment. V'ra'ah, and he saw she'ena oilam miskayim. He saw the world would not have an existence. V'hiktim midas rachmim, and he gave precedence to the midah of mercy. V'shatfa l'midas hadin, and he joined it with the midas hadin. V'hainu d'chsiv, and this is what the pasuk says further. By Sheni, B'yom HaSois Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shemayim. When Hashem Elokim made the Eretz and Shemayim, over there it says Hashem first Midas HaRachamim, and then Elokim Midas Hadin, because that's the way the world was created. First there was Midas HaRachamim, and then Midas Hadin. So why does the pasuk over here say Bara Elokim, which is Midas Hadin? Because that was Al Shem HaMachshava, what the thought and the consideration of Hashem was in the beginning. But that, in actuality, it was B'yom HaSois Hashem Elokim Midas HaRachamim first. And the obvious question is over here. It seems that Hashem had a change of heart. Originally, he seemed to want to create the world with Midas Hadin. And then he had a change of heart and saw it would not work out. And therefore, he was makdim Midas HaRachamim. How can that be? How can we say that Hashem did not know the outcome? And the Mefarshim explained that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the world would not have a kiyum with just Midas Hadin. But the pasuk wants to tell us what the ultimate world should be like. Really, the world should be run only on Midas Hadin. And that is the ultimate way the world should go. But since people are created on the world and they have a Yetzer Hara, and the world would not have a kiyum if it was just run by Midas Hadin, therefore, b'di'evet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make the world with Midas HaRachamim and then Midas Hadin. But the ultimate world should have been the way it was Olam b'machshava, with just Midas Hadin, and that is why the pasuk says, Bereishis bara Elokim, because that is the way the world should have been created. And Rashi continues, Sayu v'avayu, Sayu lashon tama v'shemamay, Tayu is a language of astonishment. A person is astonished on the emptiness and the void that is there. Tayu astrodishim belaz. Vayu lashon reikus, a language of emptiness, utzdu, and desolation. And there was darkness al pnei sahoim, al pnei hamayim sha'al ha'oretz, on the water that was on the land. V'ruach elekim, and the breath of Hashem, rachefes, hovered. What does that mean? Kisei kovoy oimid ba'avir. The throne of glory of Hashem stood in mid-air, umirachef al pnei hamayim, and was hovering over the water. V'ruach piv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the breath of Hashem, which means uve ma'amoroi, with his statement, with his dibor, that caused it to float. Ki yoyne hamerachefes al hakein, just like a dove that hovers over his nest. So if the pasuk says Rashi weiter, vayara lekim es ha'or ki toiv, and Hashem saw that this light was good, vayavdel, and he separated. Af bezeh anu tzrichim ledivrei Agada. Here also we need the words of the Agada. Not only did we need the words of Agada in the words Bereishis Bara, like Rashi says in the first pasuk, but here also we need the words of the Agada, because how can it be that light and darkness should be together, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say that we have to separate them? So Rashi, Ra'ohu she'ina kedai l'shtamish b'rishoyim, he saw that it would not be good that the Rishoyim should use this special light. And he separated this light, this Or HaGonos, for the Tzadikim La'asad Lavay. Well, Fi Pshutai, according to the simple meaning of the Pasuk, Kach Persheu, so you shall explain it. Ra'ahu Kitoiv, he saw that the light and darkness were good. They know Lo'u L'choshech Shiyu Mishtamshim Barvuvyo. It is not proper for the Or and the Choshech to be used in a jumble, an hour dark, an hour light. And therefore he separated them, that this one should give its light for a certain span of hours during the day, and this one should give darkness for a certain amount of hours at night. And the Mefarshim discuss, again, it seems over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a change of heart. He created the Or, and then he said, oh, this Or is not good enough for the Rishoyim. Let's put it away and give it to the Tzadikim La'asad Lavay. What was Hashem thinking when he created it in the first place? That he had to have a change of heart and put it for the Tzadikim La'asad Lavay. And the Mefarshim explained that this is similar to the Torah taught to a small baby when he is in the mother's womb. The Mefarshim say that when a baby is in the mother's womb, a Malach teaches him the whole Torah, and then pinches him on his upper lip and causes him to forget everything he had just learnt. What was the purpose of teaching him the Torah if the Malach will make him forget it all? And the Mefarshim say, because if this Torah would have never been taught to this child when he was in the mother's womb, he would never have been able to reach this level of understanding the Torah. It's only because he had it once and then forgot it that he is able to reacquire it. So too over here, this Or HaGonos was so distant and removed from Klal Yisrael that were it not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it down to the world and created it and brought it in the world for a couple of days, Klal Yisrael would never be able to acquire such a great level of Or. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. This way it was here and it was taken away, and Klal Yisrael just had to reacquire it. This way they would be able to attain such a level to be able to be soivel, this type of Or HaGonus. And Rashi continues, Yom Echon, Lefi Seder, Loshon HaParsha, according to the Seder, the order of the language of the Parsha, Hoy Loi Lichtav Yom Rishon. It should have said over here, Yom Rishon, not Yom Echon. K'moy Shekosa B'shar HaYomim, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, just like the other days it says, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi, it should have said here, Yom Rishon. Loma Kosa B'Echon, why does it say Echon? Lefi Shehoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yochid Bay Lomai, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the only one in the world at this point. Shelenivrou hamalochim adjoim sheni. The malochim, the angels, were not created until the second day. Kach mefurash bibereishis rabbah. So is explained in Bereishis Rabbah. And the pasuk continues, pasuk vav. Vayera elokim, and Hashem said, Yehi rokia b'soich hamoyim. Let there be a rokia, a firmament, a sky, in the middle of the water. Now you have to understand that the whole world was full of water, from top to bottom. There was water going from the earth all the way up to the sky. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let there be a rokia, a sky that will separate between the upper waters in the heaven and the lower waters on the earth. And it will separate and be a differentiation between the upper waters and the lower waters. And Rashi explains, although the Shamayim was created on day number one, the Rakia was moist, and it only became hard and strong on the second day. And the pasuk continues, "Vayas Elokim es harakia," and Hashem made the rakia, which means He finished off the rakia. "Vayavdil," and it separated ben hamayim asher mitachas larakia, between the waters on the earth below the rakia, uvein hamayim, and between the waters asher me'al larakia, which were above the sky. It doesn't say it's al larakia, it's on the sky, but me'al larakia, which is referring to the waters which were actually floating in the air above the heavens, above the sky. Vayichen, and it was like that. These words, Vayichen, seem to be extra over here, because once the pasuk says, Vayas Elokim es harakia, Hashem finished off the rakia, and it was a separation, there is no reason to say, Vayichen, and it was like that. If the pasuk just would have said, Vayichen, then that would be sufficient. But to say, Vayas Elokim and Vayichen, seems to be superfluous. And the pasuk continues, "Vayikro Elokim Lorakia Shamayim," and Hashem called the Rakia Shamayim, which Rashi explains can mean three meanings. Shamayim, over there is water, referring to the waters above the Rakia. Samayim, it carries water because again there is water above the Rakia. Or Esh Umayim, the heaven is made up of fire and water. Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Vayikev Yom Sheni. And it was evening, and then there was morning. That was the end of the second day. So on the second day, the Rakia was finished off. Now let us see the Rashi's inside Pasuk Vav. Yehi Rakia. Let there be a Rakia. Yischazek HaRakia. Let the Rakia be strengthened. Rashi is bothered that the Shamayim was created already. So why does it say Yehi Rakia, which is mashma that he is creating the Rakia now? That Rashi says, Yischazek Rakia, let the Rakia be strengthened. Sha'af apishinavro shamayim b'yom echod, even though the heavens were created. On day number one, adayim lachim hayu, they were still moist. V'karshu b'sheni, and they became hard on the second day. Migaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the scream and roar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'amroi, when he said, Yehi Rakia, let there be a Rakia. V'zeu shakosav, and this is what the pasuk says in Iyov, Amudei shamayim b'roifefu, the pillars of the heaven were wobbly. Kol yom rishon, that is referring to the first day. Uvasheni, but on the second day it says, Yismehu migarosoi, they became startled and hard from the roar of Hashem. Ka'adam shemishtoimeim ba'imid, like a person who is startled and becomes stiff. Migaras hama'ayim olav, from the roar and the scream of the one that scares him. So the pasuk is saying that even though the Shemayim was created on day number one, the Rakia was lachim, and it became hard and strong on day number two. And that is what the pasuk is saying, Yehi Rakia, Yischazek Rakia. V'ayin, in the Sefer Dorish Moshe from Moshe Feinstein, who asks, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu divide the creation of Rakia into 2 days? Why did he have to make it lachim on day one and hard and finished off on day two, instead of just making it in one bria, in one shot? Ayin Shom. Zakrashi b'soich hamayim, be'emsa hamayim, it means that the Rakia was in the middle of the water. Sheyesh hefresh be'mayim hol yoyin mil Rakia. There is the same distance between the upper waters and the Rakia, k'moy, bein Rakia l'mayim shala oretz, like the distance between the Rakia and the lower waters on the ground. This teaches you that the upper waters were hanging in the air by the word of Hashem. Since there is an equal distance between the lower waters and the Rakia, and the Rakia and the upper waters, this shows us that the upper waters were hanging in the sky. And Hashem made the Rakia. Again, this does not mean that Hashem made it, because it was made on day number one. Tiknu al amdoi. It means that he finished it off. And that's what it means by Vayas. K'moi ve'osisa es siporneho. Just like it says in Parashas Kisetze, by the parasha of Eishes Yifas Toyar, where somebody wants to take this woman that he found when he was waging war, and he wants to marry her, he must let her nails grow long before he can take her. The asisa es siparneho does not mean that she creates her nails. Her nails were there, but rather she lets them grow long. She lets them come to its complete state. So too over here, vayasa lekimis harakia means that he completed the rakia. Me'al harakia, the waters that are me'al harakia, al harakia loinemar. It does not say the waters were on the rakia. Ela me'al harakia, above the rakia. Lefisha hein tluyim ba'avir, because these upper waters were hanging in the air. Why does the pasuk not say the words ki toiv by the second day, just like it says it by all the other days? Since the malacha of the water was not finished until the third day, he started it on day number two, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the upper waters and the lower waters. But he did not finish it until the third day, because on the third day he separated the water and the dry land. Udavar shalai nigmar, and something that is not complete, einoi b'miluai v'toivai, cannot be considered complete and full and good. Uvegimol shenigmar v'malechas hamayim, and on day number three, when the waters, the malechas hamayim was finished, v'hischa v'goma malacha acheres, and he started a different malacha, kafo by kitayv, there it says kitayv twice. Shnei pa'amim, achas ligmar melechas hasheni, once for the completion of the melacha of the second day, the completion of the water, achas ligmar melechas hayoyim, and one kitayv is for the completion of the melechas hayoyim, which is the completion of creation of the trees and the grasses. And that's why it does not say kitayv on day number two, because something that is not complete, it does not say kitayv on. The Medrash says another reason: since B'yom Sheni there was a Havdalah, a separation, Hashem separated the upper waters and the lower waters, this symbolizes Machlokes. Machlokes is also a separation. And whenever there is a separation and Machlokes, we cannot say Ki Toyev. And Rashi continues, Vayikra Elikim L'Rakia Shomayim, and Hashem called the Rakia Shomayim. Shamayim comes from the word Sa'mayim. It carries water. Shamayim, over there is water. And Esh Umayim, it's made up of fire and water. Sha'arvon Zebozeh Va'osimayim Shamayim. He mixed the Esh and Mayim together and created the Shamayim. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Elikim, and Hashem said, Yikavu Hamayim Mitachas HaShamayim El Mokom Echot. Let the waters gather underneath the heavens into one place, to say ro'eh hayabosha, in order that the dry land will be seen. Vayihichen, and it was like that. Vayikra elikim layabosha eretz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the dry land eretz. Ulemikveh hamayim kora yamim, and to the gatherings of waters he called yamim, the seas. Vayar elikim kitoiv, and Hashem saw that it was good. This is the kitoiv that Rashi is referring to at the end of the Meleches Hamayim. Since he finished the creation of water, on day number two he started it by separating the upper waters and the lower waters. On day number three he completed it by separating the water and the dry land. Therefore over here it says, Vayar Elikim kitoiv. And the pasuk continues, Vayar Elikim. Elikim said, Tatshe ha'oretz deshe. Let the earth be covered with vegetation. Vegetation means any type of covering of different types of grasses. Esev mazriya zera. Now the pasuk is referring to specific grasses. Esev, specific grasses, mazriya zera, where each one has a seed to replant. Eitz peri, a fruit tree, that the fruit and the tree taste the same. The bark and the fruit taste the same. Esev peri laminai. This tree will create fruit according to its min, asher zarevay al oretz, which has seeds in it to replant, vayichein, and it was like that. Vatoitze ha'oretz deshe, and the earth brought forth vegetation, esev mazriya zera lemineu, grasses that have seeds in it to replant according to its min, ve'eitz esev peri, and trees bringing forth fruit, asher zarei voi lemineu, that you can replant according to its min. Fayar elikim kitoiv, and Hashem saw that it was good. Here is the second kitoiv on Yom Shlishi, the kitoiv which is going on the trees and the Deshet. It is interesting to note in Pasuk Yud Beis two differences that it did not say in the Tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Pasuk Yud Aleph. First of all, in Pasuk Yud Aleph it says Eitz Peri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that the tree and the bark should taste the same. But in Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk just says the Eitz Oise Peri. It does not say Eitz Peri. And Rashi explains that the tree did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it to come out and to be created in a way that the tree and the fruit taste the same. But it did not listen, and the tree and the fruit did not taste the same when it was created. And because it did not listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the earth when he cursed Adam HaRishon further on in the Parsha. He also cursed the earth that it will bring forth insects and different types of thorns from the earth. That was the curse that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the earth because it did not listen. Instead of being Eitz Peri, it was just Eitz Oseh Peri. And one has to understand how it was possible for the Eitz not to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that a person, a human being, has the Koyach HaBechira. Where do we find that a tree has a Koyach HaBechira not to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Ayin in Sefer Maharil Diskin that discusses this. A second diyuk we find in Pasuk Yud Aleph is that by Pasuk Yud Aleph it just says the lashon of liminoi by the fruit. Eitz peri, oisev peri liminoi. But by the grass it does not say the word liminoi. It just says esev mazriya zera. As opposed to Pasuk Yud Beis where the Pasuk says that the grasses came out esev mazriya zera liminehu. They came out liminehu. And Rashi explains that they made a kal v'chomer and they said, if the trees have to stick to their min, and trees are very big and don't get mixed amongst each other very easily, they have big branches and big leaves, they came out l'minoi, they stuck to their min. Onu alachas kama v'kama, we definitely have to be careful to stick to our min when we grow so close to each other. So even though there was no tzivoy, the pasuk says that they made a kal v'chomer by themselves and they came out l'minoi. And the pasuk continues, Vayi erev, Vayi voker, Yom Shalishi. It was evening, it was morning, and that was the end of day number 3. Zot Rashi inside, pasuk tes. Yikavu hamayim, let the waters gather together. Shetuchim hayu al panechol haaretz, they were spread out over the whole land. Veikavum bukyanos, and he gathered them in the ocean, in the Atlantic. Hu hayam hagadol shebechol hayamim, this is the great sea, the biggest sea of all the seas. Kara Yamim, he called the waters Yamim. V'halo Yam Echadu, isn't it one Yam? All the seas are attached. Why is it called in the plural Yamim? Elo, in a doime tam dog, ha'oilem in hayom ba'ako. The taste of a fish that comes out of the sea in Akko is not the same, the dog ha'oilem in hayom ba'aspamya, to the fish that comes out of the sea in Aspamya. As if the Chacham explains, the fish in Aspamya tastes much better. So since the fish tastes different, therefore the Torah uses a lashon of yamim, because each sea produces a different type of fish. And Rashi continues, Tachi ha'oriz deshet, let the earth bring forth vegetation, esev, different type of grasses. Loi deshet lashon esev, loi esev lashon deshet. Esev and deshet mean totally different things. V'loi hoya lashon ha'mikro loimer ha'tasev ha'oritz. The pasuk could not have said tasev ha'oritz, let the earth be covered with esev. Sheminei deshoyim mechulakim kol echad la'atzmai nikro esev. Different types of deshoyim, each one for itself, is called esev pliny. It's called a specific grass. V'ein lashon l'medaber loimer. It is not the right, correct way to speak and say deshe pliny, a specific deshe. Shaloshin deshe hu levishas haoretz kishehi mismales b'deshoyim. Deshe means the covering of the ground with vegetation. When you speak about a specific thing, you're talking about a specific grass. Tache haoretz tismale v'tischase levush asavim. Let the earth be covered with a covering of different type of grasses. Beloshin las nikwa deshe arboretz. Kulan va'arvuvya, a total mixture. V'chol sharish va'atzmai nikra esev. But each root and each type of grass for itself is called esev. So the general thing is called deshe, but in specifics it is called esev. Mazriya zera, sheyigdal ba'yizaro lizroi mimenu b'makam acher. It will have a seed to replant and to let something grow in another place. Eitz peri, Sheitamo eis ketama pri. The tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that the fruit and the tree should taste the same. Behilai osisa came, and she did not listen to the land. Elevatoitzia oretz. The pasuk says in pasuk Yudbeis, the land came forth just eitz oisa pri. The eitz oisa pri. Veloiha eitz pri. And not the fruit and the bark tasting the same. Lefikach, therefore, kishiniskalel Adam al avoinoi. When Adam was cursed because of his avera, nifkida gamhi al avoinoi. The land was also cursed with Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was cursed that he would have to work the ground, but the ground was cursed that the ground would not give the proper type of produce to Adam Arishon. Asher zarei voit, hein garina kol pri. This is the seeds of every food. Shemehen ho'ilon tzemeach. From this, a new tree can grow. Kishinoitin oisan, when you plant it. So Rashi va'toisei ha'oretz, and the land brought forth. Even though it does not say liminehu, if you look in pasuk of Aleph, it does not say by the Desha, by the commandment of Desha. Liminoi shamu shenisavu ha'ilonis. The Desha heard that the trees were commanded alkach to be liminoi. V'nosu kalvachorim ba'atzmom, and they made a kalvachorim by themselves. Can mefarish ba'agodo b'shchidas chulin, like it says in the agodo in Masechtas Chulin. And the kalvachorim was madoch trees that grow very separately have to come out liminoi. Alachas kamo v'kamo, we who grow very close together have to come out liminoi. And Ayin in Sefer Shari Aharon, who asks that since the Desha made a kalvachorim by themselves to come out liminoi, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu command the Desha right away to come out liminoi? Why did they have to make a kalvachorim for itself? And the Shari Aharon brings down the teretz that it's to show us that the Isser of Kilayim by Zroim is not as great as it is by trees. Either because Klai Zroim is Mutter Lebenoyach, as opposed to Klai Ilonois, which is also Asur to Benoyach, or to tell you that Klai Zroim is Mutter in Chutzlaris, as opposed to Klai Ilonois, which is also Asur in Chutzlaris. So to show you that it is not as strict, therefore the Torah did not give it Sivoy of Leminoi by Zroim. Ayin Shom Bishari Aharon. If you look back for a moment at the Pasuk, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Pasuk says Vayehi Chen, and it was like that. So why was it necessary for the Pasuk to say after that, Vatoitzei Ha'orez Desha, that the earth gave forth vegetation, etc.? The Pasuk says Vayehi Chen, it was like that. And the answer the Mefarshim explain is because over here, the earth did not do exactly what Hashem told it. So therefore it says Vayehi Chen, it was like that, but with a few different variations. Vatoitzei Ha'orez, the land brought forth, not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Eitz Peri, but rather, Eitz Oisa Peri. And secondly, what we said earlier, that in the Tzivoy, there was no Tzivoy of Leminoi by Zroim. And over here, the Zroim made a Kalvachomer, and they came out Leminoi. That is why, even though the Pasuk says Vayichain, the Pasuk found it necessary to add on Pasuk Yudbeis, Vatoitzei Ha'orez, to tell you the differences. Zok the Pasuk Vayter, Pasuk Yudalit, Vayomer Elokim, and Hashem said, Yehi ma'oros b'rakia ha'shamayim, let there be lights and luminaries in the sky of the heaven. As Rashi explained, that everything was really created b'yom rishon. The shamayim va'oretz and all its accessories were all created on day number one. Like the Pasuk said, b'reishis bara Elokim, Eis ha'shamayim, ve'eis ha'oretz. The word eis is a riboy to tell you that not only was the shamayim va'oretz created on day number one, but even all the accessories of the shamayim and all the accessories of the oretz were all created on day number one. Therefore, the sun and the moon were also created on day number one. The pasuk over here means to say, Yehi ma'oretz b'rakia ha'shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this creation that he made on day one and placed it in the sky on day number four. Yehi ma'oreis b'rakia shamayim. Let there be on this day ma'oreis, lights in the sky. L'havdil b'nei yom u'b'nei halayla, to differentiate between day and night. As Rashi explains, the first 3 days they had the Ur HaGonos. But after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Ur HaGonos. So what differentiated between day and night? It was the sun and the moon. V'hoyu la'oisos, and the sun and the moon will be signs. As Rashi says, it will be signs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy or not happy with Klal Yisrael. Because when there is a solar or lunar eclipse, it is a sign that Hashem is not happy with Klal Yisrael. Ulamayadim, the moon will be a sign when the Yom Tovim shall be. Because we go after the lunar calendar to know when to make Yontif. Uliyamim, we need the sun and the moon to know when it is day and when it is night. Vishanim, and years, 365 days a year for a solar calendar. Even though we go after the lunar calendar, but if we would just go after the lunar calendar, Pesach might come out either in the summer or in the winter. And the Pasuk says Chodesh Ha'aviv. So therefore we must adjust it according to the solar calendar. And the sun and the moon will be lights in the heaven. Also to give light to the earth. And it was like that. And Hashem made the two great lights. As Rashi explains, originally the sun and the moon were created equal. But since the moon complained and said, how is it possible for two kings to share one crown? How can I and the sun share the same crown? Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the moon smaller. As HaMa'or HaGadol L'Memshelas HaYoyim, the sun, which is called the Ma'or HaGadol, will rule during the day. As HaMa'or HaKotoin L'Memshelas HaLailo, and the moon, which is called the Ma'or HaKoton, will rule at night. The Eis HaKoychovim, and also the stars. Rashi explained that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the moon and made him smaller, he gave him the stars in order to pacify him. And Hashem placed them in the heavens to give light to the land. To rule during the day and night, and to differentiate between light and darkness. Hashem saw that it was good. It was evening and it was morning. That was the end of the fourth day. So on the fourth day, the sun, the moon, and the stars were created. Zot Rashi, Pasuk Yudalet, Yehi Ma'ores, let there be lights. Miyam Risha Nivro, they were really created on the first day. Uvirvid Siva Aleim Lihis Talais Barakia. On day number four, Hashem commanded them to be hung in the sky. V'chein kol toldo Shemayim Ma'ores, and so is true by all the accessories of the Shemayim and Ma'ores. Nivro Miyam Risha. They were created on day number one. And each one was placed in its place on the day that is said. This is what the Pasuk says. The word Eis is extra to tell you that besides for the Shemayim and Oretz that were created on day one, so were all the Toldos. Yehima Oretz. Zog Rashi. Choser Vav. Ma'oros is written missing a Vav. Al Shu Yoy Me'era, because it comes from the word Me'era, a curse. It is a day of curse. Lipa Askara Bitinoikos. The sickness of Askara is more prevalent on day number four by Tinoikos. Hu Sheshanino, this is what we learned in Mesechtas Tainus. Bedalad Hoy Mis'anin Al Askara. On Wednesdays, they would fast because of the sickness of Askara, Shleitipa Bitinoikos, that it should not befall and infect young children. The purpose of the sun and the moon was to differentiate between day and night. This is after the Ur HaRishon was hidden. Avol, the Gimel Yemei Bereishis, according to one Gersa, it means the Gimel Yemei Bereishis, the first 3 days of creation. Then we had the Ur HaGonos. So we had the original Ur and the Choshech. Zebayoim v'zebalayla. The Gersa is Zebayoim v'zebalayla. The first 3 days they had the Ur HaGonos, so they had light. The Ur HaGonos during the day and Choshech at night for the first 3 days. After the Ur HaGonos was pulled, they had the sun and the moon to differentiate between day and night. V'hayu la'oisos, and they should be for signs. Kishahama oires likein, when the lights, the luminaries, are hit with an eclipse. Simon Rahu, la'olam. It is a bad simon for the world. Shenemar me'oizos hashamayim al techatu. From the signs of the heaven, you will not have to fear. Basoischem ritzayin hakodesh baruch hu. When you do the rasim Hashem, einatim srichem lidoy min haperonios, you do not have to worry from punishments. So the sun and the moon will show you if you're doing the rasim Hashem, because if there is a solar or lunar eclipse, it is a bad sign. The Ayin Aruch Laner, Mesech the Sukkah, Daf Choftesam and Aleph, who discusses that how can we say that a solar or lunar eclipse is showing us if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with Klal Yisrael or not. An eclipse can be predicted many, many years before it happens. Scientists know when the eclipse is going to occur. So how can that be a sign if the Klal Yisrael is doing the right thing or not? Ayin Sham, Aruch Laner, Mesech the Sukkah, Daf Choftes Omen Aleph. Ula Mayadim, Al Shem Ha'osid, Shasidim Yisroeli Savois Al Hamayadis. This is referring to the future where the Yidden will be commanded to observe certain Yom Tovim, Vehe Nimnin Lemoyla Halavana. And the Yom Tovim are counted according to the solar calendar. Ula Yamim, Shimu Shacham Achatiyam, Vishimu Salavana, Chetzay, Hare Yom Shalem. Yomim is dependent on the sun and the moon. Half a day is daylight, which is the sun, and half a day is night, and that is when the moon is out. Bishanim, and years, that is dependent on the sun. L'saif shin samach yomim, at the end of 365 days, yigbru malchoso, they complete their passage, b'yudbeis mazoleis, through the 12 mazoleis, the 12 signs of the zodiac, Hamasharisim oisam that are masharis them, v'yishana, and that is a complete year. The chayzrin umaschilim pambeis, and they start all over again. L'sabev v'galgal to go around the circuit again. K'mehalchon harishon, just like their first circuit. So the circuit going around is a complete 365 days. From Rashi here seems to be mashma that he holds that the sun is the thing that is moving. He seems to be saying that the circuit of the sun, together with the mazolais, takes 365 days. We know that the sun is not really moving around anything else, but rather it is the earth that is moving around the sun, which takes 365 days. One has to understand exactly what Rashi is saying over here concerning the circuit of the sun as opposed to the circuit of the earth. And the sun and the moon will be for light. Also this they will serve for. She'ye'iru la'olam, they will give light to the world. The Chafetz Chaim is medayik over here. If you ask somebody what the purpose of the sun is, his first reaction would be that it is to give light. The Pasuk over here is telling you something different. The whole purpose of the sun is really for Klal Yisrael and for mitzvahs. The Pasuk says, what's the reason for the sun? L'havdil ben ayom uvein alayla, to separate between day and night, to know when it is day and when you can put on tzitzis and tefillin and kriyishma and other mitzvahs that are totally dependent on day. V'hayu la'oisais, the purpose of the sun and the moon is to know if Klal Yisrael is doing the rasan Hashem, if there will be a solar or lunar eclipse. L'mayadim, it is necessary to know when the Yom Tovim will fall out. And same thing with Shanim, because the Yom Tovim are totally on the solar calendar also. And also the Pasuk is saying, V'hoyu l'ma'oiros b'rikia ha'shamayim l'hoyer al'oritz, which Rashi says, Oy zoish yishamshu, there is also another purpose for the sun and the moon, she'e'iru la'olam, to give light to the world. Not like you think that the main purpose is for light. No, the main purpose is for mitzvahs. And it also serves to give light to the world. But that is a secondary use, not a primary use. Zakrashi Hama'uris Hagadoilim, Shavim Nivra'u. They were created equal, the sun and the moon. V'nesmaita Halavono. But the moon was made smaller, Al Shekitriga V'Umra, because she complained and said, I Efsher, L'shnei Malachim She'yishtamshu B'keser Echad. It is not possible for two kings to share one crown. Beis HaKadoshim, and the stars, Ayidei Shemir Es HaLavona, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the moon smaller, Hir B'Tzva'eho, he gave it more hosts, L'Hafiz Daita, in order to pacify the moon. From here we see an interesting thing. we know the Gemara always says that when somebody gives Musar, he should push away with one hand, but pull the person closer with the other. Here we see that Yisrael, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the moon and made the moon smaller, right away he was Mephias the moon with the stars. So we see that even at the time of admonishment and punishment, a person has to still be Makarev and be Mephias. I would just like to point out that we find that every day of the creation up to this point, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he named. For example, on day number one, when he created the light, he called the Or Yoim, V'lachoshech Kara Laila. On day number two, he created the Rakia, he called the Rakia Shamayim. On day number three, he created the Eretz and the Yamin, so he called it Eretz and Yamin. What happened at the end of day number three? By the trees and the grasses, we don't find any more naming at this point. Also on day number four, by the Ma'oros, we don't find HaKadosh Baruch Hu naming the Ma'oros, the sun and the moon. So what happened to the Kriyas HaShemois on the end of day three and on day four? And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Elikim, and Hashem said, Yishritzu Hamayim, let the waters swarm, Sheretz Nefesh Chaya, swarming beings that have life to them, referring to the fish that swarm in the ocean. Ve'oif ya'oifef ala oretz, and let the birds fly on the land, al panei rekiya hashamayim, on the face of the sky of the heaven. This was the tzivoy, the amira, to create the birds and the fish. Vayivro elikim es hataninim hagedolim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sea giants. Rashi says, according to the first pshat, that this is referring to the large fish in the sea. Rashi also brings down a Medrash Agadah that says it is referring to a specific large fish. Since the pasuk says Eshat Haninim, the large fish, it is referring to a specific large fish, namely the Leviathan, which was created, the Zachar and the Keva, male and female. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that if these two large fish would multiply, the world would be destroyed, and there would be no Kiyam Ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Nekeva and salted it, La'asid Lavai, for the Tzadikim to be eaten by the Sudas Halav Yason in Olam Haba. And that is why the Pasuk says, Hataninim Chaser Yud, which can be read, Hataninam, singular, one fish, because the Nekeva was salted with Tzadikim La'asid Lavai, and the only one that remained was the Zohar. Be'ez kol nefesh achaya harameses, and every living soul that creeps, asher shotsu amayim luminehem, that creeps in the waters according to their min. Be'ez kol oif konof lumineu, and every winged bird according to their min. Fayar elikim kitoiv, and Hashem saw that this was good. One has to know why the pasuk over here says concerning the fish a lashon of liminehem, and concerning the birds it says liminehu. We see a similar diak earlier in pasuk Yud Aleph concerning the creation of the fruit trees. In pasuk Yud Aleph it says eitz pri oisa pri liminoi, and in pasuk Yud Beis it says the eitz oisa pri asher zarevoi liminehu. Why does it switch from liminoi liminehu? And also further on we will see a similar diak when the pasuk says in pasuk Chafei Hayas Elikim es Chayes Haoriz Lamina Ves Habehema Lamina Ves Kol Remes Ha'adama Liminehu. Concerning the creation of Chaya and Behema it says Lamina, but concerning the Remes it says Liminehu. One has to understand the difference in these Lashonis. Vayvarach Oysam Elikim Lamar, and Hashem benched them saying, He benched the birds and the fish saying, Peru, be fruitful. If the pasuk would have just said Peru, be fruitful, each fish and each bird would just have one offspring. Therefore the pasuk says, Urevu, and multiply, have many children. Umilu es hamayim bayamim, and the fish should fill up the waters of the sea. V'ha'oif yirev ba'oretz, and the birds should multiply on the land. The reason why the birds and the fish needed a bracha is because birds and fish are often captured and hunted by people. Therefore, were it not for the bracha, they might become extinct. Therefore, there is a bracha that they should multiply and not become extinct, although people are hunting and capturing them. And Rashi goes on to explain that chayos should also really need this bracha, since they are also captured and hunted. But the reason why they did not get the bracha of pru or vu is because a nachash is also a chaya. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to give a bracha to the nachash, since we see further on in the parasha that the nachash was cursed. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to give it a bracha. Frank, this is the chachamim. If the chayos did not get a bracha, so why didn't they become extinct through people capturing them and hunting them? If they did not have a bracha, that's what should have happened to them. The Sitzei Chacham answers that although they did not get an individual bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were included in the bracha given to Adam and Chava. Because the Pasuk says further in Pasuk Chavches, Vayavarach Oisem Elohim, Vayomer Lohem Elohim, Pru Urvu. There was another Pru Urvu written as a bracha to Adam and Chava. And in that bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu included the Chayas also. So although he did not want to give them their own bracha, he included them in the bracha of Adam, and that's why they did not become extinct. Why did Adam need a bracha? The whole reason why we said the behemoths, the fish and the birds needed a bracha is because they were captured and hunted. So why does Adam need a bracha? And he answers, since Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, and that caused the Eitz Hara to enter into his body, that caused the human beings to have an evil inclination and to go to war one nation against another. And through these wars, many people die. And that's why they also needed this bracha of Pru Urvu. So the Pasuk, Vayere Vayivoyker Yom Chamishi, it was evening and morning, and that was the end of day number 5. So on day number 5 was the creation of the fish and the birds. Zok Rashi inside. Pasuk Chaf, Nefesh Chaya, Sheyehe Bachiyos. Nefesh Chaya, referring to the fish, should be something that has life to it. Sheyehe Bachiyos. Sheretz, Kol Dover Chai, She'eno Gavoya Min Ha'oretz. Any living thing that is not high off the ground, Kari Sheretz is called a Sheretz. Ba'oif, by flying things, Kigayin Zivuvim, a fly, would be called a Sheretz. Bishgatsin, Kigayin Namalim, by insects, like ants, v'chipushim, and beetles, v'teloim, and worms, u'babriyos, and by creatures, kigoyin choyled, a weasel, v'achbar, and a mouse, v'choymet, and a snail, u'kiyotzebehem, and the like. V'chein hadogim, and this is the key point, and also fish are called shrotzim, because they also are low and creep near the ground. And Hashem created es hatanina, dogim gedoylim shebiyom, the large fish in the sea. That is the simple meaning. Uvedivrei Agada, hu levyasan uben zugai. It is referring to the fish called the levyasan and his mate. Shebaram zachar u'nekeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them, male and female. Bahariges u'nekeva. And he killed the female. Umolcho letzadikim lasad lavoi. And salted it for the tzadikim in the world to come. Sheim yifru v'yirbu. Because if these two large fish would multiply, le'yiskayim ha'olam bifnehem, the world would not last before them. And that is why the Pasuk says, hataninam, ksiv. It is written without a yud, and it can be read, hataninam, referring to one singular fish, because the nekeva was killed and salted, le'asid lavoi. And here also we can ask a similar kasha to what we mentioned before. Before we mentioned that it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind when he created light, because he created the Or HaGadol, and then he said, this light is too good for the Rishayim, let me put it away for Tzadikim La'asad Lavai. That seems as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. Originally, he thought it was a good idea to create it, and then he changed his mind and said, let us put it away, La'asad Lavai. Here also we can have a similar kasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the fish, the Levyasan, Zachar, and Akeva. And then it seems like he changed his mind. He saw that it's not such a great idea. The world will be destroyed. And he salted one of them, L'tzadikim L'asad Lavei. What is this change of heart? And we explained that certain things are on such a high level that were it not for the fact that it was created and it is on the world already and then taken away, no person would be able to reach the level to attain this thing. For example, the Or HaGadol, it was such a great light that typically a person would never be able to be soivel such a light. It was only because it was created and given on the world and then taken away that a person is able to get back what he once, so to speak, had. Similarly, the Leviathan is something that really a person would never be able to attain, only because it was on the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away. So now a person can get it back and retake what was once supposed to be his. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create it, and it was not a change of heart. So Rashi weiter, Nefesh Chaya, Nefesh Sheyesh Bochias. Again, Rashi says, Nefesh Chaya means a soul that has life in it. And Rashi continues, Vayavaruch Oysom. Since they deplete them and capture them and eat them, they needed a bracha. So did the chayas need a bracha, only because of the snake that in the future will get a curse. That's why he did not bench all the chayas, in order that he should not be considered in the klal of the bracha. Peru, lashon pri, a lashon of being fruitful. Kolema asu peres, produce fruit. Uruvu, im lai omar ela peru, if the pasuk would only say peru, haya echad maidel echad. One fish would have one little small fish. Filay oisim, umba uruvu. Therefore the pasuk of revu comes, she echad maidel harbe, that one should have many children. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Elikim, and Hashem said, Toitze ha'oretz, let the earth bring forth nefesh chaya, a living soul, lemina, according to its min, behema, animals, voremes, and creeping creatures, v'chaysay eretz, and beasts of the land, lemina, according to its min, vayichain, and it was like that. As Rashi explained earlier, everything was really created on day number one. Just like he said, by the sun and the moon, it was created on day number one. It was just put into the sky on day number four. Here too, the pasuk says, "Toitzei ha'aretz." The chayas, behemoth, and remes were created on day one, and they were just brought out on day number six. Vayas Elokim, and Hashem made es chayas ha'aretz lamina, the chayas according to her min, es habehema lamina, and the behemoth according to her min, ve'es kol remes ha'adama laminehu, and every creeping creature according to their min, vayar elikim kitoiv, and Hashem saw that it is good. Here the kitoiv is referring to the chayas, behemoth, and the remes. There are a couple of diukim in this pasuk. First of all, the order in pasuk chafei is different than the pasuk chafdalet. In pasuk chafdalet, Behema and Remes come first and Chaya last. But in Pasuk of Hey, it's Chaya first and then Behema and Remes. We also mentioned earlier that by Chaya and Behema it says a Lashon of Lamino, but by Remes it says a Lashon of Laminehu. Rashi is Medayik that why does it say Vayihichain and then Vayasa Lakim es Chayas Oretz? Once it says Vayihichain, Hashem already did it. Why does it say Vayasa Lakim? And he explains that the pasuk is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the behema chaya v'remes b'tzivyonam uv'kaymasam, which means according to their will, each behema chaya and remes chose how he wanted to look, and also uv'kaymasam, according to their fully developed form. He did not create the animals as small little babies, but rather in their fully developed adult state. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Elokim, and Hashem said, Nase Adam, let us create Adam, B'tzalmenu, in our image, Kidmusenu, like our likeness. Which means that the human beings will be able to have Seichel, Lahavin Ulahaskil, just like the Malachim. The question arises, why the pasuk says, Nase Adam, let us make Adam. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu consult anyone when he made Adam? And Rashi explained, yes he did. He consulted the Malachim, and he asked them what their opinion was concerning his creation of Adam, because he knew that they would be jealous when he created a human being. And therefore, when someone is jealous of another person, he is jealous of the actions that a person will do. The best way to alleviate this jealousy is to include this person in this decision. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu included the Malachim in the decision to create Adam. And he said to them, there is Kidmusi Belyonim. In the higher spheres, there is like my likeness. If there is not Kidmusi B'tachtonim in the lower spheres, there will be a kina, a jealousy in Maaseh Bereishis. Therefore, we must create Adam also B'tachtonim. And although by saying Nase Odom, it would be mashma, and it would give room for the apikorsim and the medium to say that there was a shutif in Masa Bereshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that it was important to teach the future generations derech eretz that a gadol should consult by a katan. A great person should still ask advice from someone who is less than him. But the answer is really written in Pasuk of Zayin, Vayivra Elikim Esa Adam. It was Hashem alone who created Adam. So the Pasuk Vayitim, Vayirdu Vidgas Hayom, and the humans would rule over the fish of the sea, Uva'oif HaShamayim, and on the birds of the heaven, Uva'abehemo, and over the animals, Uva'chol Ha'oretz, and all the land, Uva'chol HaRemes HaRemes HaLa'oretz, and over all creatures that creep on the earth. The Hemek Dover is Medayek, what is the Lashon Uva'abehemo Uva'chol Ha'oretz? And he says, because concerning the fish and the birds, really a person cannot rule over every fish and every bird, because he cannot reach every fish who can be in the depths of the ocean, or every bird that is flying on some high mountain. But concerning the behemoth, he technically can reach almost every behemoth. Therefore it says, Uva behemoth v'chol ha'aretz, he will rule over every behemoth in the whole world. Rashi explains that the Lashon v'yirdu can have two meanings. It can mean to rule, but it also can mean a Lashon Yerida, a Lashon of declining. Because if the Yidden will merit and have a schus, then they will rule, the Yirdu, they will rule over the animals. But if they are not Zeicha, they do not merit, then they will be inferior, a Lashon of Yerida, they will be inferior to the animals. And the Pasuk continues, Vayivro Elokim Esa Odom, and Hashem created the Adam, Bitzalmai in his form, which means, although everything else was created with the Maimar, with the word of Hashem, Adam was created with the hands of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a mold, and out of this mold he created Adam. And this mold was Bitzalem Elikim Bara Oisai. With the form of Hashem was this mold he created him. Zachar u'nekeva bara oisam. Male and female he created them. Rashi brings down two pshatim. One pshat is that he created Adam v'chava as one guf, as one body. One half was male and one half was female. And the pasuk further when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava, it means that he divided them. Now they were created as one guf, and later on they were divided. A second pshat in Rashi is that they were always two separate gufim. And over here is when they were created. The pasuk further is just telling us the details of their creation. Vayivarach oisam elokim, and Hashem benched them. Vayom elohem elokim, and Hashem said to them. If you look earlier in pasuk chaf beis, by the bracha to the fish and the birds, the pasuk says vayivarach oisam elokim elamar. But over here it says vayivarach oisam elokim vayom elohem elokim. And the Mefarshim explain, because a person is different than animals, birds, and fish. He has day of a dibur. Therefore, it makes more sense to say Vayomer Lohem Elikim. Hashem actually spoke to them, and he said, "Peru, be fruitful, uruvu, and have many children, umilu es haoretz, and fill up the land, v'chiv shuha, and capture it." Rashi is medayik that it says v'chiv shuha chaser vav, without a vav between the shin and the hay, and really it means v'chavsha, capture her, either referring to his wife. He should capture and exert pressure over his wife that she should not be a yitzonis, a woman that is always going outside. Because kol kivuda devas melech penimo, the honor of a Jewish woman is to stay indoors. Another pshat is v'chovsha, he should capture her, is referring to the land. A person who the derech is to capture land is mechuyev in the mitzvah of period of arivia. But a woman that her way is not to capture and be kovish arotzais, she is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of pru urvu. And the pasuk continues, uredu bidgas hayom uva'oif hashamayim, and they will rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds in the heaven, uva'chol chaya haremeses al ha'oretz, and over all chaya that creeps on the earth. Like Hemek Dava said earlier, over here it says only uva'chol chaya by the remes al ha'oretz, but not by the fish and the oif. Because a person cannot rule over every fish and every bird, because they are not accessible to him. But
By chayas he can, and that's why it says uvechol chaya harimeses ala oretz. Vayomer Elikim, and Hashem said, Hine nosati lochem es kol esev zorei azora. Behold, I am giving you now every grass that have seeds to replant, asher al pnei chol haoretz, which is on the face of the earth, the es kol haetz asher bai pri etz, and every tree that has fruit on it, zorei azora, with seeds to replant, lochem yi ela ochla, to you it will be to eat. You have the permission to eat fruits, vegetables and grasses. Ulchol chayas haoretz, and you will be similar to every chaya. Ulchol oif hashamayim, and every bird. Ulchol roimeis haoretz, and every creeping creature on the ground. Asher bo nefesh chaya, that has life in it. Es kol yerek esev laochlo. All of you, you, Adam and Chava, and the chayas, behemoth and remes, will all eat the same thing. Yerek esev, greenery, laochlo, to eat. By Yichain, and it was like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow Adam and Chava to kill an animal and eat its flesh. They must eat only vegetables and fruits. Sifsei Chacham says, although he did not allow them to kill an animal and eat its flesh, but if an animal died by itself, then he would be allowed to eat its flesh. The Mishnah in Avoy says, Ba'asora mamorois nivra ha'olam. With 10 statements, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rokia B'Seich HaMayim. Vayomer Elokim Yishvetu HaMayim Sheres Nefesh Chaya. Each one was a new creation. The 10th one of the Asura Mamoris is Pasuk Chavtes. Vayomer Elokim Hine Nosati Lochem Es Kol Esev Zorei Azora. The Vilna Gaon asks, what was the creation in Pasuk Chavtes? The trees and the grasses and the vegetation were all created on day number 3. So what was created with this amira of Vayomer Elokim? And he answers, because although Hashem created all these fruits and vegetables to eat, that does not mean if a person will eat a lot of it, he will become satisfied and full. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a special creation that these foods will satisfy and fill a person. That was the creation of Vayomer Elokim. Hashem said that these foods should satisfy a person. Zakra Baruch Kotler, that is pshat in the Pasuk Vayihi Chein. It was like that. If there was nothing created, why does the Pasuk say Vayihi Chein? But over here, according to the Vilna Gaon, something was created, therefore it ends off Vayihi Chein. And he also explains, that is pshat in the Pasuk Ki lo al halechem levado yichye ha'odom Ki al kol moitza fi Hashem yichye ha'odom. Not on bread alone will a man live, because bread might not satisfy. Ki al kol moitza fi Hashem yichye ha'odom. It is only because of Hashem's word that allowed the bread to satisfy that a person can live. And the Pasuk continues, Vayar lekim es kol asher also. And Hashem saw everything that he did. Vehine toiv ma'oid, and behold, it was very good. Vayhi erev, vayhi voiker yom hashishi, and it was evening, and then it was morning, and it was the sixth day. First of all, we do not find the lashon ki toiv by Adam. We find ki toiv earlier in pasuk chaf hei, referring to the chaya, remes, and behema. The pasuk says vayar lekim ki toiv, but where do we find ki toiv by the creation of Adam? Some of Farshim learn that it is included in the Pasuk Vihine Toiv Ma'oid. If you look at the word Ma'oid and you turn around the letters, Ma'oid has the same letters as Adam. So the key Toiv over here, Toiv Ma'oid, is referring to Adam. It's possible to say another pshat that we saw earlier on the second day of creation, it did not say Ki Toiv. And Rashi explains that since the Veleches HaMayim was not finished on the second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the second day separated the upper waters and the lower waters, but did not finish the Veleches HaMayim until day number 3, when he separated the dry land and the seas. Therefore, Rashi explains that on the second day it does not say Ki Toiv, because something that is not complete cannot be good. Einoi b'miluoi v'toivoi. And only on the third day, when he completed the Meleches HaMayim, did it say Ki Toiv over there. We can say similarly over here. A Chaya, a Behema, when it is created, is Ki Toiv. It's complete. It's done. It's a finished product. But a human being is never a finished product. Therefore, it does not pass to say ki toiv on a human being, because davar shloi nigbar enoi b'miluoi v'toivoi. Rashi is medayik the lashon of yom hashishi with a hey hayadiyah, which we do not find by the other days. And he explains, the hey is referring to the chamishi chumshei Torah, because the whole world, the whole creation, is tolui, is reliant on the accepting of the Torah, the chamishi chumshei Torah. And that's why it says yom hashishi, referring to the chamishi chumshei Torah, which is the base of the whole creation of the world. Second shot, Rashi says, is Hashishi, referring to the specific sixth day, the sixth day of Sivan, when Klal Yisrael will accept the Torah. And the whole creation is Tolui Ve'oimed for that day. So whether you learn it is referring to the Chamishe Chumshe Torah or the sixth day of Sivan, it is saying that the creation of the world is based on Torah. And that we already said earlier. When it says Bereishis, the Medrash says Bishvil Reishis Darkoi, because of the Torah, which is Reishis Darkoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shamayim Va'aretz. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Toitzei Ha'aretz, let the earth bring forth. Hu Shepirashti, this is what I have already explained by the sun and the moon on day number 4. Shehakol Nivra Miyam Rishon, everything was created on the first day. V'lehutzruchu Ela Lohitziyam, and he only needed to take them out. Nefesh Chaya, Sheyesh Bo Chiyos, that it has life in it. This is the third time that Rashi is making this comment. He said it in Pasuk Chav, Devar Amaskol Nefesh Chaya, he says Sheyesh Bo Chiyos. In Pasuk Chof Aleph, Devar Amaskol Nefesh Chaya, he says Nefesh Sheyesh Bo Chiyos. And over here it says, again, Nefesh Chaya Sheyesh Bo Chiyos. But if you look carefully, in Pasuk Chof and Chof Aleph, the Lashon is a little bit different. In Pasuk Chof it says Sheyehe Bo Chiyos. In Pasuk Chof Aleph it says Nefesh Sheyesh Bo Chiyos. And over here in our Pasuk it says the same thing, Sheyesh Bo Chiyos. What is the change in the terminology? Baruch Diskin explains that Pasuk Chof and Chof Aleph are referring to the birds and the fish. Birds and fish typically lay eggs. An egg is not living yet. It is something that in the future will have Chiyos in it. So that's why Rashi says in the first Rashi in Pasuk Chof, it will be an animal that will lay an egg that will have chias. And then afterward, the second Rashi, also referring to the fish and the birds, says nefesh sheyesh bo chias, because after it is hatched, it has chias in it. But in our pasuk, when it is referring to the chayas, which usually give birth to a live animal, it says a lashon sheyesh bo chias, that there is chias right away. For emes, says Rashi, heim shrotzen, these are creeping creatures, sheheim nemuchim, they are low, v'roim shem ala oretz, and they creep on the ground, v'nirim ki'ilu nigvarim, they look as if they are being dragged, she'ein hiluch nikar, their movement is not so noticeable. Zok Rashi, kol lashon remes v'sheretz, b'lusheinenu kumbaris. Every lashon remes and sheretz is a lashon of kumbaris. Now, it is interesting to note that many people seem to make a mistake when the insects were created. Some people look at Pasuk Chof and it says Sheretz and they think that insects were created on day 5. And that is totally not true. Over there the Pasuk is referring to fish that will swarm in the ocean. Over here we see clearly that on day number 6 when it says Remes, it's Heim Shrotzim. These are the insects and mice and rodents. They were all created on day number 6, not on day number 5. Vayas, Rashi is bothered that after it says Vayichain, why does it have to say Vayas? What did Hashem create? Tiknam b'tzivyonam. He created them according to their will. As Rashi says in Chulin, Daf Samach, Divra Ramasel l'tzivyonam, Rashi says, Bidmus shebacharu lahem, in the form that they chose. That's what b'tzivyonam means. Tzvi means to want. He created them according to their wanting, according to their desire. And also, uvekaimasam, according to their height, fully developed. He did not create small animals, but fully developed adult animals. Imre Shefer asks, why specifically by the chayas and the shrotzim does the pasuk say that they were created b'tzivyonam according to their desire? And the answer is that since amongst the shrotzim we find rodents and insects and undesirable creatures, one may think that they did not have a choice in how they should look. Therefore, Rashi is telling us that even by them, they chose the way they should be created. Ayin Imre Shefer. Zot Rashi Vaiter Nasa Odom. In Visanusa Shall Akarish Borhu Lamadu Mikan. The humbleness of Hashem we learn from here. The Fisha Odom Bidmus Hamalochim. Since Odom was created in the form of angels, Viskanu Boy, and they will be jealous of him. Lefikach Nimlach Bohem. Therefore he consulted them. Ukishudon es ham milochim, when he judges the kings, who nimlach bepamalishaloi, he also asks his angels. Shekem Matsinu Ba'achov, so we find by King Achov, Sha'amaloi Micho. Micho said, Ro'isi es Hashem Yoshev al Kisoi, I see Hashem sitting on his throne, the Chol Tzavo Hashamayim Oimirolo, and all the hosts of the heaven are standing near him, Biyaminoi Umismoiloi, on his right side and on his left side. Vechiye Shomin Usmoilofanov, is there really a right and left before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Elo Elu Maiminim Lischus, the ones to the right are to the person's merit, and the ones to his left are saying that he is guilty. And so we find with the decree of the angels is the word, and with the saying of the holy ones she'ilta is the decree. So we see that the malachim are consulted when Hashem has a question. Here also he asks the Malachim for a shus to create Adam. Amalahem, Yesh Bel Yonim Kidmusi, there is in the higher sphere like my likeness. Im Ein Kidmusi B'Tachtoinim, if there will not be similar to me in the lowest sphere, Hariyesh Kino V'Masa Bereshis, there will be jealousy in the creation of the world. Nasa Adam, Afal Pishalei Sa'iru B'Sirasai, even though the Malachim did not help HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation, V'yeshmokav l'minim lirdais, and there is room for the apikorsim to rebel. L'nimna hakosu mila lamedcha derech eretz, the Torah did not refrain from teaching derech eretz, umidas anovo, and the midah of humbleness, she'yehagodoyel nimlach v'noit l'shus min hakoton, that a greater person should ask permission from someone that is less than him. In cause of Aseh, Adam, if the pasuk would have written, I will create Adam, lo lemadnu, we would not learn this tremendous yisoid, shohi medaber in bezdinoi, that he learned, that he spoke with his bezdin. Elei matzmoi, I will say that he did not consult anybody. U'teshuvasa iksuma besidoi, but the answer to the minim, to the apikorsim, is written a little further on, in pasuk Chav Zayin. It says that he created Adam. It does not say that they created. In our image, in our mold, in our likeness, to understand and to have das. And they will rule over the fish of the sea. There is in this lashon a lashon of ruling, lashon yirida, and also a lashon of decline. Zacha, if the yidden will have merit, roid the chayis of the behemos, he will rule over the chayis and the behemos. Loi zacha, if he is not zeicha, nasi yirud lifnehem, he will become inferior to them. The hachaya myshelas boy, and the chaya will rule over him. And Hashem created the Adam according to his form, with the mold that was made for him. Everything else was created with the word of Hashem, but he was created with the hands of Hashem. Like the pasuk says in Tehillim, you placed upon me your hand. He was made with a seal, like a coin made with a mold, shekurin coin. And so it says, tishapech, you will be transformed, kachoymer choysam, like a clay stamp. So we see that there was a mold that Adam was created in, and this mold will be b'tzelem elokim bara oisei. Pirush lecha, he explains to you, she'oisei tzelem, this mold hamesukin loy that was prepared for Adam, tzelem diyuknon yoytzvehu, it is the form and the likeness of his creator HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zachor v'nekeva bara oisam, he created them male and female, u'lehalon hu oimer, and further on it says, v'yikach achas mitzel oisam, he took one of his sides. So it seems like there's two separate creations. Medrash Agoda, the Medrash Agoda explains, Shenivru Shnei Partsufim, they were created with two sides, two faces. Bria Rishonah by the first Bria. Ta'achar Kach Hilkon, and later on when the Pasuk speaks about Vayikach Achas Misaloisam, that was when he divided them into two bodies. Upshuto Yishal Mikra. But the simple meaning of the pasuk is Kan Hodiacha. Over here, he lets you know Shenivru Shneim B'Shishi. They were both created on the sixth day. But he did not explain to you how their creation was, the details of the creation. And the pasuk is telling you in another place the details of this creation that was mentioned in this pasuk. This pasuk is the general words of the creation. And the pasuk Vayikach Achas Mitzaloisav are the details of this creation. So Rashi Vechiv Shuha Chaser Vav, the word is missing a vav. L'lamedcha, this teaches you that it shall be read the Chavsha, he should capture her. Shehazochar Koivesh is a Nakeva, the male should capture the Nakeva and exert pressure on her. Shaloi Tehe Yitzonis, that she should not be a Yitzonis, one who constantly goes out. Called Kvuda Devas Melech Penimo. Ma'od Lamedcha. It is also to teach you. Shal Ish Shadarka Lichboish. A man that his way is to capture Mitzvah Apurivirvia. The Loiha Isha. The Pasuk says V'chiv Shuha, which we read V'chav Shuha, he should capture her. He captures the land. And only somebody that the Derech is for him to capture lands is Mechoyiv in the Mitzvah Apurivirvia. But an Isha that does not capture lands is not mechoyev in the mitzvah of periv rivya. Lochem yiyeh la'ochlo, the fruits and the grass and the vegetation will be for you to eat. Ulechol chayas ha'aretz. Hishvo lehem behemos v'chayes l'machol. He made them equal. He made Adam and Chava equal to the behemos and chayes for what food they may eat. He did not allow Adam and his wife to kill a creature and eat basar. Sitze Chacham says, but he was allowed to eat the meat from an animal that was already dead. Ach, kol yerek esa of yoichlu. Only vegetation can he eat. Yachad kulam, all of them together. Adam, Chava, and the behemoths. Ukshibo b'nei noach. And when the B'nai Noach came, Hitir Lohem Basar. Then he allowed a person to kill an animal. Shinemar, Kol Remes Asher Hu Chai, any creature that is alive, Kiyarek Esav, Sheetayti L'Adam Arishon, just like the vegetables that I allowed Adam Arishon to eat, Nosati Lohem Esakoil, I have given to you everything to eat. You can eat everything, you can kill an animal. But Adam and Chava were not allowed to. So Rashi Yoim Hashishi, Hoisiv Hei B'Shishi, a Hei is added to the word Shishi, Bigmar Ma'aseh Bereishis, at the end of the creation of the world. Loimar to say Shehisni Imohem, he made a condition with the world. Al Menashi Kablu Aleim Yisrael Chamishi Chum Shetara. The whole world was only created on the condition that the Yidden will accept the Chamishi Chum Shetara, the Ha Shishi. Dov Acher. Yom HaShishi is referring to a specific sixth day. Shekulam Tluyim Va'indim. The whole world is waiting and dependent upon Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, Hu Shishi B'Sivan, which is the sixth day of Sivan. Hamuchan L'Matan Torah, which was prepared for Matan Torah. So either pshat you learn, it is saying that the creation is based on the Torah, whether it is the Hay, the Chamishi Chumshe Torah, or Shishi B'Sivan, the day of Kabbalah Satorah. And the pasuk continues, Vayechulu Hashemayim Va'oretz V'chol Tzvom, and he finished them, the heaven, the earth, and all their hosts. Vayechal Elokim Bayom Hashvi, and Hashem ended on the seventh day, Melachta Asher Osa, the work that he did. And Rashi asks, did Hashem actually finish his work on Shabbos? Did he not rest on Shabbos? And he answers that a human being who wants to stop working on the sixth day cannot be exact, therefore he must be moisif michoil ala kodesh, and he must stop earlier, a few hours or a few minutes into, before the end of the sixth day. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows exactly when the seconds are, can stop in the tiniest second before the sixth day ends. So that somebody who is watching HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world would think that he's actually going into the seventh day. But he really did not. That is what the pasuk means. It looked as if he finished it on the seventh day, but he really finished it on the sixth day. The second pshat Rashi says is that the world was missing menucha, and the rest, the day of rest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for the seventh day. Vayishpois Bayom Ashvi, and he rested on the seventh day, Mikol Malach Asher Asa, from all the work that he did. Vayivarach Elokim Es Yom Ashvi, and Hashem benched the seventh day. Rashi says that this is referring to the month, which will be given later on. And the pasuk is saying that Hashem blessed the seventh day, that the month should come down double on Friday. That was the bracha to Yom Ashvi. Maskal David learns that the bracha was that the month that came down on Friday was better than the month of the whole week. That was also included in the bracha of Yom Ashvi. And he made this day holy. He did not allow any month to fall down on Shabbos. Because on this day he rested from all his work that he created to do. Rashi says that there was really certain creations that should have been created on Shabbos. But Hashem did not want to create anything on Shabbos, and therefore he pushed it back to Friday. That's why we find so many things created on Friday. Adam, Chava, Behema, Remes, and Chayes, all created on Friday, because some of these creations should have really been created on Shabbos. So Rashi Pasuk Beis, Vayichal Elokim Bayom Hashvi, and Hashem ended his work on the seventh day. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Basar Adam, a human being, She'enu Yedea Itav Uragav, who does not know every second, Tzorech Lahisif Michoel Al HaKodesh, if he wants to stop working on the sixth day, he must add and go into the Choyel in order not to do work on the Kodesh. Aval HaKodesh Baruch Hu She'edea Itov Uragav, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, who knows the moments and the seconds, Nichnas Boi Kichut HaSaira, he can do work up to the last second with only a hair's breadth dividing between Shabbos and Choyel. The Nira Ki'ilu Kola Boi Bayoim, and that's why it says he did work on the seventh day, because it looks as if he finished his work on Shabbos. Dava Acher, Ma Hoya Ha'olam Chaser Menucha. What was the world missing on the seventh day? Rest. Bos Shabbos, Bos Menucha. Shabbos comes, and then it comes the day of rest. Kolsa V'Nigbura Hamalacha. Then everything was completed. So what the pasuk is saying that was created on Shabbos was Menucha. Vayivarech Vayikadesh, he benched the seventh day and made it holy. Baruch Hu Mount Mon, he benched it with the month. Shekol Yomos Hashavua Yored Lehem Omer L'Gugoyos. Every day an Omer fell from the sky. Ubashishi Lechem Mishneh. But on the sixth day it was double. One for Friday and one for Shabbos. V'kidshoi, and he made the day holy. B'mon, also with mon. Shela Yorad Klal B'Shabbos, because it did not come down at all on Shabbos. V'amikra Kosov Hashem Osin. This pasuk is written concerning the future when the mon will fall down. Ashabar Elikim Lasis, Hashem created to do. Hamalacha Shehoise Ru'uya Lasis, the work that was fit to be made and created b'Shabbos on Shabbos, kofal ve'osa'o bashishi. He doubled it over and did extra work on the sixth day, k'moshe mefurash b'Bereishis Rabbah, like is explained in Bereishis Rabbah.